Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to...
Believe It.
Or Not.
The show where we believe it.
Or not.
Or didn't. We did.
Hey, we're both wearing black t-shirts.
Oh, wow. Well, I heard it was going to be a sad day.
Yeah.
Not a glad day, so
yeah, it's true.
We're in mourning. But a quick update before we go. I finally brought a mic stand.
Yes.
But I still don't have headphones, so...
Halfway we're one there. Step closer.
Halfway there.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to order a headphone splitter and some headphones later today.
Mm.
Note to self.
Well, you know what's funny? I had my pair of monitoring headphones that I've been using forever, and I just don't know where they disappeared.
Mm.
I don't know where they are. They're probably lost somewhere in my mess of a room. But I might get a new pair soon.
Did you check up your butthole?
Yeah, I did, actually, this morning. And that's very rude of you to ask on air. Because of course I did.
Oh, right. So couple things before we dive right in.
Mm-hmm.
We're missing the coronation for this.
Oh, dang. Really?
We're getting a new Supreme Leader today.
Wow.
And we could be watching that, but we're here for these folks.
Oh, well, there's my Google reminder. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Missing it right now.
There's swords and stuff.
Poor
and blood
old
diamonds.
King Chuck. Mm-hmm. He's not going to have the Believe It bump for this.
Yeah.
You know? That's what happens. They shouldn't have done Brexit. If they'd have stayed in the Union, we would have been there.
Yep. Exactly.
But
didn't you learn anything from Pastor Phil Boer? That the EU is the new Roman Empire, and it's revealed in Revelations, and they said they felt like they were Romans, and then also they built an iron molecule.
What? I'm so fucking confused right now.
The EU.
Okay, so the EU is the new Roman Empire?
Yeah.
Why?
Because when they signed the treaty in Rome,
okay,
they said they feel like Romans.
Right.
And the Bible says that there'll be a new, well, they said that that Roman Empire will rise, and then there's the EU.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. Wouldn't you be more likely to consider, like, the British the new Roman Empire because they were a giant empire?
Yeah, you think. Or somebody has said that.
Even America
would
be more apt, I feel like,
mm-hmm.
in line with what the Roman Empire actually was, rather than a collection of states working together for economic benefits.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, you know. Speaking of sad things, though, have you heard what's going on in Kenya?
I actually haven't, and you did kind of preface me a little bit that it was going to be sad and mention that, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, this isn't going to be fun.
Yeah.
But I haven't actually really heard much about this.
Okay. So, yeah, it's one of those things. A couple people sent me some messages about it. Mm-hmm. I also caught it on the wire. Not the Daily Wire, just, you know.
Yeah.
was scrolling through religious news. It's sad stuff. It's all new. So today's episode is going to be about that. It might be a shorter one, but I wanted to cover it. I didn't want to ignore it. I wanted to talk about it. It's awful, awful stuff. So I just want to preface that there might be a little bit of a sad moment or two.
Right.
In this one, I'll try not to cry. But in order to understand the sad stuff in Kenya, we first have to go to America. Because, of course, we have to start in America.
Land of the free, home of the brave.
Yep. There was a minister in America name of William Branham. Now, William Branham lived from 1909 to 1965.
Oh, wow. Short life.
Yeah, short life. He died in a car accident, which apparently he didn't see coming, which is ironic.
Was he one of those like prophets who claimed he could see the future?
Yep.
Okay.
So he said an angel visited him and told him that the world was ending soon.
But that could just be the government not wanting him to reveal the future.
Oh, that's true.
Or God not wanting him to reveal the future.
Yep. That's true. Very true.
Think about that.
Yeah, he's leading the second wave of Pentecostalism. And he was a faith healer. He went around healing people, but also went around telling people that the world's gonna end.
I have a question. If you're a faith healer, how can faith healers die? Shouldn't they just be able to heal themselves?
I love it too when you see a faith healer like wearing wearing glasses.
Yeah,
and you're like,
couldn't you have just healed yourself?
Yeah,
of the blindness that you have.
There was a guy. I'm gonna get a guest on here who worked for him, but there's a guy named Billy Burke that we used to go see, and he was a faith healer, and he used to wear glasses, and then he stopped, and in one of our, I think it was Billy Burke that did this, said that God healed him. He probably just got contacts.
Yeah. Or LASIK.
Yeah.
Well, but my thing is, like, if you are a faith healer, you can make the excuse of, like, well, I can't heal myself, but shouldn't you know other faith healers?
Yeah, exactly.
You can legitimize, and they can heal you? Like, wouldn't you just be, like, in a big healing circle?
Yeah.
You would think, you right? Would think,
yeah.
I don't know. That seems like a bit
can
of
can you cover this?
Bit of a loophole here or something, you know, something's missing.
Or maybe it's like when you, like, if you meet a doctor at a party, if you're like hanging out with some friends and one guy's
doctor,
like,
heal thyself.
Yeah. And your friend's there and they're like, oh yeah, no, I'm a doctor. It's kind of rude to be like, oh, I have this rash, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I've had many friends who've had a doctor over.
Me neither. But like, if that were to happen.
Yeah.
But like, maybe it's the same with faith healers. They're like, oh, this is my off time. I don't really want to heal anybody now.
I'm off the clock right now.
Yeah. So that's probably what happens. That's why they wear glasses.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want to take your work home with you.
No, exactly. Right. So he said, this guy said that he was visited by an angel. Where is this?
Angle.
He had angelic visitations on May 7th, 1946, commissioning his worldwide mission and launching his campaigning career in 1946. And then he had a bunch of stories about angelic visions and the end of the world. And he has inspired a few notable people, including Jim Jones.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Paul Schaefer. Not the... not from
I was going to say to play Letterman. Keyboard?
Yeah. And he was a child evangelist.
I think we've talked about this before. I do remember this. Yeah.
Slash child assaulter.
Like he was an assaulter who was a child or he assaulted children? After he wasn't a child.
Yeah, no longer a child.
Right. Okay.
Do bad things to kids.
Wow.
And he also inspired this guy, a guy named Paul Nathenge McKenzie. I think he goes by Nathenge, but a lot of times in the news they're calling him Paul McKenzie because it's easier to pronounce for us lazy white people. But so we may call him Paul McKenzie or Nathenge. He started a church. Paul McKenzie started a church called the Good News International Ministry, now known as the Malindi Cult in Kenya. Malindi, I looked it up yesterday, seems to be the most beautiful place on planet Earth.
Oh, yeah. In Kenya?
In Kenya, yeah. Mm. He was a cab driver in Nairobi. And then he felt the call of God to start the ministry. And I was watching an interview with another cab driver who was in his church for a while. And he said that he's always talked about religion. He's always been a very, like, just passionate about it and talking about it. And especially talking about the end times, the end of the world. And then, yeah, in 2003, him and his wife at the time started this church, the Good News International Ministries. Not a lot of good news, despite the name.
Yeah, can you really be a doomsday church and call yourself the Good News?
No, I don't think so.
I guess if you're a doomsday believer, you think that's good news, though, don't you? So I guess it's just the way, the perspective.
Yeah, it's like a good news, bad news situation. Like, bad news is the world's going to end. Good news is we're saved and we're going to be fine.
I mean, that seems to be the issue, right? Is that so many of these people want the end times to happen, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, too. And like what I said in my most recent video is, like, it's never the good guys in movies who want the world to end, but in Christianity, they think it's perfectly fine. So he railed against the evils of the American world and the evils of the United States and the United Nations and, of course, the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. So that he said they were all tools of Satan.
May I just, like, do a quick little pause here?
Yeah.
Sorry. Back to just, like, wanting the end of times.
Yeah.
Why are they trying to rush it so much?
I don't know.
What's the obsession with having it occur?
I don't know. Like, it feels suicidal. Like...
Yeah.
Because if you believe that heaven is... for eternity,
yeah,
and like an infinite amount of time you're gonna spend in heaven, you're not gonna care if you're gonna spend 80 years on this planet. Like, 80 years compared to infinity, what is that? That's not...
Well, I mean, that's my issue for most things. It's just like why would you care what happens here?
Yeah,
I mean, but I mean, I guess that is kind of the point. They don't care what's here, and that's why they want everyone to die or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're gonna do whatever they want. But my thing is, so. Until the end times, are people like in a weird limbo until then? Is that kind of what they believe? Or do you go to heaven and then they're just waiting for the end times for what? What's the end goal for that?
Like, I know some people do believe you're kind of like, you're not going to heaven until Jesus returns.
Yeah, because I've heard that side of it.
But you're not, it's not like you're sitting in a waiting room. Like, you have no memory of that time.
That's
so
the thing
for
I don't
you,
get,
it'll
right?
feel like you die and then you're immediately there.
That's what I mean. Like, why would you try and rush this thing to happen that, you know, is really going to have no time difference for you once you're in this eternity, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's all, and the thing is, too, like, they're all the people who are like, yeah, be fruitful, multiply. So they're trying to create new people constantly, but they're also excited for there to not be any new people.
So, like, which is it then?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's definitely a mixed messaging kind of thing. I don't really understand it. It seems very bizarre to me that, you know, the whole goal is that you want everyone in the world to die, but then you also want to control everyone who's here.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, do you want to have a good afterlife? Then stop being an asshole in this life for the people who don't want your afterlife.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, one of the things, I didn't include the clip in the video, but I was watching this video from these pastors talking about the end times, and they went on this rant about woke culture.
Okay.
And the pastor was like, if your church is more concerned about what happens on this earth than they are about what happens in the next life, then you need to leave that church. And it's like, well, then what's the point of you?
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. And I think that's what so much of my, like, confusion with a lot of this stuff is, too. This obsession with, like, kind of ignoring. And you know, that's always, I've always had that issue too of just like, well, it's like, well, if there is like a just divine being, wouldn't they rather you be a good person?
Yeah.
Than being a total fucking dick.
Yeah.
But just saying like, oh, but I believe in you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it seems like such a bizarre backwards kind of thing from an insecure deity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But. I mean, yeah, one of the most insecure deities on the in history.
Yeah.
Like, I'm jealous of other gods. Mm-hmm. I want you to worship me constantly.
Yep.
I.
But I mean, that all it comes down to is it's because it's not actually a god trying to control anything. It's people trying to consolidate power and get people to follow their batshit ideals.
Yeah. Exactly. Like this guy who said, so Paul McKenzie said that education is evil.
Right. Okay.
Wigs are evil.
Wigs.
Yeah. And wearing wigs is evil. And let's see here. I
D- did he say this in the same sentence? Like, is this his elevator pitch for this thing?
I think so.
Education's bad, wigs are bad.
Yeah. Yeah, he said that he was against demonic practices like wearing wigs, using mobile money, so like e-transfers and any sort of digital version currency, of money. Right. And he obviously spoke about the how United States was evil and
right.
He was really against education, like any form of not just about post-secondary education, but like from childhood.
Right. Yeah, because time and again we've seen that when people are better educated, they live better lives, yeah. right? So we just want to make sure everyone lives a horrible, terrible life and yeah. then all die, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know how many studies of it we've seen, like, there's, like, huge campaigns about educating young girls and women, right?
Yeah.
And just how much that improves the quality of life of everybody in those yeah. communities. But again, it's about oppression, it's about controlling people, and it's about... It's just gross. It's yeah. gross because you know all it is about keeping people under control.
Exactly. And like the Jehovah's Witnesses are against post-secondary education, a lot of them anyway, because...
because then they'll start thinking for themselves.
That's the real reason, but like what they say is that the world's going to end soon anyway. So what are you doing going out there and getting an education where you could be right now making a difference in the world, like... And saving people before the return of Christ. And like...
saving them from what? That's what, like...
Yeah.
What are you doing? Oh, all you're doing is keeping people stupid so you can exploit them. That's not saving anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
You're making their lives worse and everyone else's lives around them worse.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Yeah, exactly. And so he was arrested in 2017. And the 93 children were rescued by government. So they were at their homes, sorry. But
oh, okay.
He convinced them to, let's see here. He denied any medical care. So he's against medical care at all. Any medicine is bad. And so he told the parents not to give their kids any medicine. And a number of children died
okay.
as yeah. a result. So yeah. all the kids were taken from...
It's like the Jehovah's Witness thing about yeah. denying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good. Fuck yeah. these people.
Yeah. So he was arrested, and then he left Malindi in 2019 after he was arrested again for the same stuff, and he went to Shakahola,
I think
forest, and which is where the current stuff happened.
The mass starvation thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I had. Seen a headline about this, but I didn't read about it.
Yeah, and he told a lot of news agencies that God told him to just retire and quit, but that's not at all what was happening. What was happening were people were selling their property and just going to visit him in the forest. So they'd sell their stuff, all the property, give him all that money to support the ministry,
right?
And then they would
were come. They e-transferring it to him, or were they?
They must have done cash, because otherwise they would have been sinning.
Yeah, but, well, that's what I'm saying, is it's sin for thee, but not for me, right?
Exactly. In March of this year, he was arrested and then released on a $100,000 bond,
yeah,
and that was for encouraging people to not eat. So his reasoning for telling people not to eat was because Christ was returning on April 15th of 2023.
Oh, the day after my birthday.
Yeah. And tax day in America. And but he said that if you want a guaranteed spot in heaven, if you starve yourself and if you die of starvation before the 15th, then you would get into heaven for sure.
But why?
I'm not sure. And fasting is a big thing within Christianity, but it's usually just for a couple days.
I mean, it's a thing in a lot of religious things for some stupid reason.
Well, because you hallucinate when you fast, so...
It's fucking dumb.
Yeah. But then a lot of people have been missing, so they're like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And so, but he was released on bond, and then the police went and searched the area, and they originally found 15 people who were starving there, and they got them medical attention, they got them food, and... a few of them died after, but mm-hmm. some of them were saved. And then they started looking more, and they started finding bodies. And the news has been reporting more and more bodies. So I think as of recording, we're at 110
bodies.
Bodies, mostly children.
Wow.
and obviously with the children. I mean, it's sad with the adults because they've been convinced and religion is a powerful drug. But with the kids, it's not like it was their choice in any
way. That's the thing. If you're an adult and you want to be like brainwashed and buy into this shit, sure. Yeah. But as soon as it's like the children, like, come on.
Yeah.
They don't have any power to do anything in these situations.
Exactly. And like sometimes too, like the kids would be so hungry and just wanting food that the parents would just smother them. Because apparently that was allowed too. So okay. The parents would just suffocate them so that they would die quicker. And yeah, so it's just really fucking sad.
How do you get to that point in your life where you think, oh yeah, the best thing I can do is starve my child and then think that smothering them is being merciful?
Yeah. Yeah. It's
like, how can you as a parent get to that point?
Yeah. And that's the thing too, like with ideas like this, where you're constantly told that about the evils of the Western world and the evils of all these different things, and this thing's demonic and this thing's from Satan, but starving your child, there's like these gymnastics in your head that makes that okay.
It's
pretty awful. It's not a fan. There's 410 people missing as of right now.
Okay.
So that they know of. So, I mean, some of them might not be related, but a lot of them could be involved with this. And there's another church in the area that has a lot of the same teaching. So they're worried that this isn't an isolated incident, that there's another church that also has a number of deaths, because there have been mysterious disappearances with those congregants as well. So maybe those congregants are just being like, oh, I'm going to leave this church and go over to this church. And that's why they're missing. But also it could be that there's more nefarious stuff going on.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So what is the state of... The main guy, what's his face?
So right now, Paul McKenzie is in jail.
He is in jail.
On bond. So I think they've had to force feed him. He won't eat. Yeah, so he's trying to starve himself in jail, but they're keeping him alive. And there's also 16 other people in jail with him, other church leaders, other people who are like trying to make this happen. They have different laws, definitely, like, than we do here and definitely in America about, like, freedom of speech isn't as free, necessarily. Like, you can't just go up. Like, here, if a preacher is preaching, there's not a lot that the government can do about it. But there, it's like, if they're preaching dangerous things, you can get charged for that. So, which is good. Right. I mean, there is a line here, but it's hard to get to that line.
I mean, in Canada, we don't have... free speech.
No, we have freedom of expression. Yeah.
Yes, there are limitations to it, especially when it veers into like hate speech and things like that. So, but okay.
But so he's for that, like, and also just there's 110 people dead. So
yeah, I figured there's a difference between saying something bad and then saying something bad that results in at least 112 people dying are two very different things.
Exactly. And 103 people were taken out alive. in different states, and they're a lot of them still support him. They're like, no, he's right. But like, April 15th has come and gone. It's May 6th as of recording. It's May 7th as of the release of this, and another missed opportunity for Christ to come back. But
yeah,
I guess that's...
I wonder how many times Christ was supposed to come back and he hasn't now. I wonder what the tally is over the last 2,000 years.
Oh,
it's got to be high.
Yeah, at least 2,000 times. I'd say at least once a year, at least probably once a year. More.
Probably more, yeah.
Yeah, because 2011, it was May 21st of 2011, and then camping was like, oh, actually, it's October 21st.
Well, yeah, but that's just one group. How many other groups were also claiming that he was coming back at some point, right? Yeah. I don't know.
So it's ongoing, and it's, I mean, obviously there's connections to Jim Jones with Paul Banham and other cults. And that guy, I mean, if there was a hell, which I don't believe in, but like if you're like a bad guy and you're like just sitting like, oh, I'm still causing deaths. Like it's been how many years since my death and I'm still causing mass deaths. Like, oh man. But he got away with it. He's died. So.
Oh, he did die.
No.
William Branham.
Branham or whatever.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right. Okay.
Paul's in jail. Hopefully, you know, for the rest of his life. I definitely don't like prisons, but and I'm probably going to get some comments about this, but I don't think he should ever be free from jail, no matter how much I hate judicial systems pretty much anywhere in the world.
Well, the worst part is so many, there are going to be people who are going to spin him being sent to jail as, you know, part of his martyrdom, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many people who are going to take that as, this is the government trying to stop him from preaching the truth. This is them trying to stop him from bringing out what the actual word of God is.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the brainwashing and the exploitation involved with things like this is it's just gross. And the fact that it's still happening, and it's happening in, you know, these kind of things aren't isolated. These things are happening all over the world in different ways. It's a sickness.
It is. Yeah. And it makes me tired of people who are like, oh, religion's not bad. It's just there's some bad people.
Yeah.
It's like, kind of, but also, like, religion's a really, really good tool to get people to do things that
terrible
they wouldn't
things.
Normally do. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually it's hating other people, but sometimes it's hurting yourself. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, you can't deny the benefits that it had for us as a species in developing to where we are today.
Yeah.
I think that we've gotten to a point where we can hopefully look at this and realize, like, oh, this is not something that's good.
Yeah.
And we need to distance ourselves from it. But I mean, it's not going to happen. That's just, it's just not the reality of our world. But
well, it's like Patton Oswalt's Sky Cake. Have you heard that bit?
Yeah. Years ago. It's been a while.
Basically, the idea is like, you know, there's a scrawny, nerdy guy who was in a tribe and everybody's like beating him up. And finally, he's like, no, if you're nice to people, then when you die, you get sky cake. And then the story goes on, and then eventually someone's like, and when you die, you get sky pie. And he's like, no, it's sky cake. And then they start a war. And it's like, it started out as like, I don't want to get beat up, so I'm going to say, don't do it so you get sky cake. Yeah. And now we're fighting over desserts, and the dessert wars have been going on for thousands of years. And
And, you know, I think one of the big problems is again, like this guy trying to preach not educating people. And that's, unfortunately, it seems to be a big problem with a lot of these religious groups is that they are so anti-education.
Yeah.
They're always just like, they don't want you to actually do your research.
Nope.
They don't want you to learn stuff. They don't want women and they don't want children to be educated. They want to keep people stupid. They want to keep them complacent and they want them to only listen to them and think that they are the only authority in what is true and what is right. And it's crazy to me that you know, we can live in such a high-tech advanced society and still have such a widespread you know, a prevalence of this, right?
Yeah. And it's a key element of fascism too, like, mm-hmm. And if you look at the States, like, or not just the States, if you just look at evangelical Christians right now anywhere, there's a big fear of higher education. Mm-hmm. They haven't outright said don't go to college. Just some have, but a lot of them are saying, like, make sure your kids are prepared for college and make sure that they have the proper apologetics to fight with their professors, because that's the whole goal of schools. They're going to try to get you to not believe in God anymore. It's like, no, they're just trying to get you to think for yourself, and sometimes that results in you walking away from a religion that you were raised with.
Right. Then that's the other thing, too. It seems to be that... ignorance and uneducation is almost being bandied as a badge of pride for some reason.
Yeah. Oh, very much. Yeah.
The distrust of academia, the distrust of actually, you know, knowing things, and I'm sure the internet hasn't helped that either, right? I mean, there's so much misinformation that pushes that stuff. It's such a dangerous, toxic place to be in.
Yeah.
And again, that's like you said, that's why I'm like, listen, you can have your belief systems, you can believe whatever the fuck you want. The problem is that it's affecting so many people, and it's affecting people who aren't you.
Yeah.
And, you know, when it's such a huge part of the political discourse, when it's causing things like, you know, where they're repealing abortion bills, they're banning things in schools again, that, like, you know, when sex education is being denied because of these things, that's when it's a problem. And that's when it's something that it's like, this isn't just like you having a belief in your sky daddy. This is, you are affecting people's lives. People are dying. People are getting injured. Yeah. And people's quality of life is going down because you think that you were right with your made up beliefs.
That's exactly right.
The process is so fucking corrupt now. There's so much lobbying money and people's hands and other people's pockets. And it's so disgusting. It's the same in Canada. It's the same anywhere.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it's so disheartening as an individual to feel like there's almost nothing you can do.
Yeah.
And then to hear more shit like that, where you're just punishing people for being who they are.
Yeah.
And it's something that it never makes sense to me. It's like, these people do not affect you in any way.
No.
They don't affect your life in any way. Chances are you're never going to meet these people. Yeah. I find some of the most hateful people in the world who, like, don't support trans rights or gay rights or anything like that. Is like, chances are you're probably never going to meet these people.
Yep.
You're never going to encounter this. No. Why do you fucking care?
Yeah, exactly.
Let these people live their fucking lives. Like, I don't get it. It's so wild to me.
Yeah. You know what else is wild?
What?
People donate money to us. And I think we should thank them.
Yeah, I think so too.
Hey, it's Trevor here in the editing booth. And I just wanted to say we're going to transition into the Patreon thank yous. And then we just kept talking, so I decided to keep it in so that it may look like we're not talking to you, because we were just kind of talking to ourselves here. But I just felt like it was good to keep in. So here you go.
Oh, God. I'm mad, I'm hungry too, and I'm over-caffeinated. Oh, boy.
It's fucking... And that's the thing, too. Like, part of that law, this isn't the right one, part of that law is that they can go right in and kidnap kids if their parents are giving them trans, like, healthcare. Like, even just, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
My issue with that too is the other thing is just giving them gender affirming care and things like that. I mean, you can argue that there's still not a lot of studies to be done with it. We don't know the long term effects of it. Whatever. The thing is that this is such a minuscule issue.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of people who this actually affects is such a small percentage.
Yeah.
And the fact that this is such a big issue for them is so crazy to me.
Like, oh, yeah. No, it's always like, it's that othering thing where, like, they had to pick an enemy. And, like,
totally.
with gender affirming care, like you're start say like they first will get the kid mm-hmm. with a psychiatrist, and they'll make sure, and they'll yep. like it's not like a quick decision where okay, oh, we're gonna put you on puberty blockers right now. Like it's
for sure,
it's a well like talked mm-hmm. about. Like we're figuring this out for years mm-hmm. before we do anything, and yeah, it's.
But that's what I'm saying. Like I think it's valid to have concerns about it, and I think it's something that is definitely an important conversation to have, right? Yeah. Especially in the grander picture of things. My point is that it's such a relatively small issue yeah. that has become this huge boogeyman
yeah.
that it doesn't need to be.
Yeah, exactly.
And all it's doing is hurting people who need care
yeah.
and need not even just the care, but just the acceptance
yes.
and the yeah. The affirmation that they are seen and that they are valid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And now kids are going to die.
Yeah, because yeah. they need some big political cudgel to
yeah.
Distract people from, you know, actual issues that are affecting us.
Yeah.
So. Let's thank some patrons.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Wow! Thank you so much.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, everybody! Welcome to our Bible study.
And we really thank you for coming this week. It's been a difficult week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so much going on in the world, as yeah. there always is. But yeah. we needed you here today.
Yeah.
To study with us. Let's raise up our hands in prayer for our friends, Ross and Nicole.
I have a huge prayer request for the ex-spouse of God.
Mm. Wow.
First of all, I'm very sorry that you broke up with God.
Yeah. Is God allowed to get a divorce?
I think so. It's been done.
That's true.
Yeah.
I guess if anyone could, it's the Lord.
That's why he created the one true church, the Anglican Church, so that he could get a divorce.
Right.
So, but just in this healing process, the ex-spouse of God, we just hope that you find peace
mm-hmm.
With leaving your peaceful God.
And I have another special prayer request today for our friend Ron.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron was actually emailing me. He was at the ex-spouses of God's wedding,
right.
Actually. He was in the wedding party, yeah. Had a great time, lovely. The thing is that Ron, when he heard about the divorce, said that he wanted his wedding gift back.
Mm.
And it was a four-slice toaster. And I just want to say, Ron, I understand the sentiment, but you can't ask for a wedding gift back, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I think if it was within a 6-month window, maybe.
Yeah.
But they were together for a few years, so.
Well, if you think about it too, like, so God has one son,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the ex-spouse of God.
Mm.
So that's three people living in that house.
Yeah, well, that's one extra slice of toast.
Yeah. Well, you split that three ways, I guess, then.
That's true.
So you each get one, and then
a third of toast. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to need that. And
let's raise them up.
Raise them up.
And just like the toaster raises the toast up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have a prayer request for Kona.
Mm.
Kona was also in the wedding of God.
Oh, really?
And ex-spouse.
Wow.
But they went to make a speech
mm-hmm.
and then talked about God's first wife.
Whoa. I hope that's not what caused the rift.
Me too. And that's always, you write down your speech
mm-hmm.
and you bring it with you and you make sure you don't mention any exes or.
No, it should be about the couple there that
exactly.
day, not the couple who was there the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, God had his first son with his first marriage, and then obviously with ex-spouse of God.
Well, his first son was a bit of a cucking situation, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there.
So
was,
he wasn't yeah. married, and then Joseph just kind of had to watch
right.
it. Right?
Yeah,
right,
right. right. But
if I remember correctly,
that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
So
I mean, whatever lifestyle you choose to live mm-hmm. is fine.
And it seems like Joseph was okay with that.
He seems to yeah. have been. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, Kona, we just lift you up too, and we know it was a mistake, so we're just gonna
like the gifted toaster. We're raising you up.
Yeah. So I can walk on mountains.
You raise me up so I can butter the toast.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Speaking of rock and roll, should we do a Christian rock lyric?
Let's rock that lyric.
Can't you see you're not making Christianity better? You're just making rock and roll worse.
Again, this isn't actually a Christian rock lyric. It's a gospel song.
Ah.
It's by a...
Well, gospel can rock too, right?
That's true. Yeah.
We don't want to discount how much rock it can do.
That's true. Yeah. And this is... So apparently it's by a group named Legacy Five, which is obviously a quintet. So they sing. I heard it from the Cathedrals. A lot of different gospel groups sing this song. It's kind of been around. You would see it in the Gaither Gospel specials, if you've ever seen that.
I haven't. What's the song called?
It's called I've Read the Back of the Book.
I've Read the Back of the Book?
I've Read the Back of the Book.
Are they talking about... the Bible?
Yeah. They've read the back of the Bible, or it's like they've read the epilogue.
The epilogue?
Or the Revelations is the epilogue, right?
There's an epilogue?
Yeah, I guess.
It's like an after credit scene?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Nick Fury coming to assemble the Avengers.
That's basically what Revelations
but
is.
But when I see the back of the book, I think the very back of the book, which most Bibles, I feel, don't have anything on the back
of
the book.
Yeah, it's just like a leather... Some of them have like in this student edition of the Bible,
right,
or whatever. Like,
this is the hip cool Bible for all you cool kids out there.
Yeah, I had the student Bible.
Yeah, and, the Mean Gene Extreme Cool Bible.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah, we did have the Extreme Teen Bible too.
Yeah, that's
with
the one.
X on it.
Yeah, extreme because everything was extreme for a while.
Things used to be extreme, and
did
then everything
slimy
was epic.
Every time you opened it.
Yeah.
Nice.
But this song goes as follows. I've been reading in the Bible about the ending of the age, and one thing that's for certain, it grows closer every day. But I am not concerned about the way it's going to end, because I've read the back of the book, and we win.
We win. Okay.
I've read the back of the book, and we win. No more living in darkness. We'll be living at home again. You see, there ain't no need to worry about it if you're born again. I've read the back of the book, and we win. We all want to be winners in the game of life that we play. And friends, since I'm a sinner, I've already lost the race. But Jesus' blood can take all my sin and throw it deep in the deep blue sea. He can put an end to my last place living. Give me the victory.
Wow. You know what this makes me think of? That Stephen Wright joke where he's like, I finally got around to reading the dictionary the other day. Turns out the zebra did it. That's what this feels like to me.
That's a great joke. Yeah.
Boy. This is really funny. Yeah. The fact that they're like, well, we win. We're winners. It says so in our book that we wrote.
I love to, like, whenever preachers and these songs say stuff like, we've never been closer to the end. It's like, yeah, that's technically true. That will be true
every
moment.
Minute, every second is closer to the end. That's just the way time works.
Yeah.
But like to say like, yeah, our book that was written for us and that we base everything around says that we win, therefore we win. That's not how things work.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like if you and I wrote a book right now, the Believe It or Not playbook, and at the very end of it says, game over, we win, $5 million, and then we're like, fucking A, bud. It says we won. Give us our money.
Apple gave us $5 million for being the best podcast.
Yeah, and then we go to Apple and say, we want our $5 million, and then they have to be like, okay, I guess.
It's in the back of the book.
Says in the back of the book, can't deny it.
Yep.
Facts. Mm-hmm. This song is stupid. The people who wrote this are stupid. The people who are saying this are stupid.
Yeah.
The end. Remember what I was saying earlier about uneducated? This is just dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.
How do I end it?